A few years ago, I watched a film that, although it had fairly critical reviews, I watched it anyway, and it stuck with me through the years. As I prepared for today, it came back to mind, and I wonder whether you can see the link between what we will do here today and what we are remembering, and a powerful story about a small boy. I want you to imagine a small boy in primary school in America. He is set some homework by his teacher to come up with an idea that will change the world. Others in his class have many other ideas about global warming and reducing their plastic consumption, but this little boy thinks up a different idea. He thinks up an idea of how you pay favours forward. He tries it at home and in his neighbourhood. He does someone a favour to show kindness and courage, and rather than expecting anything in return, he suggests to that person that he help somebody instead who needs some help. The boy does something small now, and the next person does something small for somebody else, or maybe two people, or three people. And so the idea grows. Throughout the film, more and more people are invisibly touched by that one small act of kindness, as the wave of goodness and kindness moves out into the community. People do something kind in their own way, at their own time, giving what they think they can give, either in time or money or in effort. And so the goodwill begets goodwill. One act of kindness causes many more. I won't spoil the rest of the film. It's called Pay It Forward, and if you want to, I'm sure you'll be able to get it on iTunes or out of the library and borrow it. It's worth watching. But I'm struck today that without knowing it, we've stumbled into a culture and a society sometimes that seeks to pay it forward in a different way. Today's social media, today's mainstream media encourages people to pay it forward, as in, you insult me, and then I'll share with 100 other people how awful you are. We have a media that says, you forget to mention me, and I'll do the same for you in all of my Instagram. Even our political rhetoric today, using dangerous voices, pay it forward. One person is wronged and a whole community is demonized. One crime committed and a whole race is condemned. And sometimes those voices seem so plausible, so believable, so justifiable. People hold up pictures, maybe of soldiers and poppies and past sacrifices, and encourage people to continue an act of distrust and hate. They seek to divide and threaten our unity. People wave flags and call for us to be divided, all in the name of patriotism, maybe. Our minds are alarmed. Our spirits are stretched. And we are deceived. Yet what we will do today, and countless others have done throughout the years and will continue today, is hold up a paying forward that represents the peace, the love, and the justice that was shown. They seek to pay it forward in Jesus' way. They seek to hold fast to the words of Jesus, to strengthen themselves in unity and peace, to encourage others in every good work. Today we will remember those who have sought to pay it forward for our generation. Men and women around our world that sought to fight and give up all that they could for peace and unity and prosperity. Men and women in relationship, in communion with each other, to the end that they would give all they could for their community and their country. Their children and their grandchildren and all of us now have freedoms and futures because of what they paid forward. But I want to suggest that it's not that new an idea. That someone else had that idea first, and he shows us the way. Jesus was sent by God to show us a way of paying it forward for all time. Jesus showed us to serve the poor and the lonely and the weakest and the least and the lost, not for the price that we will be paid, but for paying it forward. As he stands in front of plausible, justifiable Sadducees, he answers the questions of those who should know better. He clarifies the place that God has in the lives of his children. And he provides us with that call today. It's as if he's saying that when money or community places itself above that of loving people, that we are to stand up and challenge that. For that is Jesus' way. When lies color the truth, we are to stand up and serve. For that is Jesus' way. When division threatens unity and apathy threatens empathy, we are to stand up and to pay it forward the Jesus way. And by doing so, we pay it forward in a way that is a blessing and not a curse. A love and not a loathing. A patience and not in pain. And not because we have to, but because we're called to. Not because we need to, but because we choose to. And not because we have enough and that we're good enough, but that Jesus is enough. And in this church, in this community, maybe we pay it forward every time that we welcome a refugee that arrives from war to seek safety. We pay it forward when we welcome the homeless to the winter night shelter. Or we give food to the food bank and offer people welcome. We live the Jesus way when we encourage the young people in their spiritual life, when we care for the lonely, when we provide a place for those who have nowhere else. We live the Jesus way when we stand up to the powerful voices in order to protect the weak. This powerful gospel message that we have down through the ages echoes the names and the sacrifices of those who have given their lives. Today, we remember those who are here, but not here. Those that live on in our hearts and in our heads, but not in our day-to-day. We remember their legacy as we remember Jesus' legacy. We pledge ourselves to their memory as we pledge each Sunday to keep alive the gospel truth. And as we come this morning to remember those lives that were given, we remember that through Christ we have a new life. That new life gives us the energy the spirit and the call to pay forward a blessing, to pay forward our love and live the Jesus way. And we choose that in this place, in this day, in this hour. May the Lord be with you. Amen.
Amen.